Investment flash.
Gold and stocks are falling together, and that's not a rotation, it's a liquidation. I'm Tom, and this is Investment Flash New York Edition.
And I'm Marie with Gerald. It's Tuesday, June 23rd. Big moves overnight. Gold tumbling, tech future selling off, but also a quantum catalyst from DC that nobody's talking about.
Yeah, and a bubble model flashing red. Lively morning ahead.
Gerald, yesterday you were selling the UK ETF. With the dollar flexing again, that call is looking sharp this morning.
To be fair, the pound is just weak across the board. But Tom, you were buying Nvidia. How's that looking with Nasdaq futures down 2.5%?
Hey, it's a long-term hold. Semis are still partying. We're just nursing a hangover. But let's get into the first signal. Gold below 4,200. Silver down 5%.
Bloomberg and the Journal both cite dollar strength and inflation fears overpowering peace talks. Sell the gold ETF, sell the silver ETF, buy the US dollar ETF. The momentum is clearly down.
Look, after a 2,500% one-year surge, this pullback looks more like profit-taking than a regime change. But if gold breaks below 4,000, CTAs unwind crowded longs and it gets ugly.
Right, so sell gold, sell silver, buy the dollar. But this isn't isolated. It's hitting tech hard, and the macro is connected.
Exactly. NASDAQ 100 futures down 2.5%. Korea's KOSPI plunging 10% from its record. That 20,000% one-year run in Korea was a classic blow-off top.
20,000%? That's not a return. That's a typo. But the South Korea ETF is still 200% above its 52-week low. There's plenty of air underneath if risk-off continues.
I mean, short the NASDAQ 100 ETF. Short the South Korea ETF. Buy the VIX. The VIX is up 13%, but only at 19. Room to run higher if the sell-off deepens.
Wait, Gerald, you sound skeptical. But the breadth here is global. It's not just tech. Gold, emerging market currencies, all risk assets are being dumped.
Fair. But the NASDAQ 100 ETF is only 1% off its 52-week high. If this is just pre-market noise, shorts get crushed on a snapback.
But the bubble model later says stocks are overvalued. The narrative is building, and the pre-market action suggests the message is landing.
Still, Gerald's right to watch credit markets. They're completely silent. If high yield spreads stay tight, this sell-off is likely contained. That's the glaring gap.
Exactly. Now, something that's completely ignoring the sell-off. Trump just signed twin executive orders to accelerate quantum computing and defend against quantum decryption.
This is huge, a national security priority, likely funneling billions into R&D and contracts. The market hasn't priced this in. It's the most underappreciated catalyst on the board today.
The quantum ETF is up 50% year to date and within 1% of its high. But IBM, a quantum leader, is 24% below its own high and trades at a reasonable 18.7 forward PE. That's a cheaper entry.
18.7 forward isn't crazy for a quantum play, but IonQ is the pure play, down 31% from its high, unprofitable, high beta. That's your kind of bet, Tom.
When government checks start flowing, the revenue hits. It's an under-the-radar catalyst.
Agreed.
Spot on.
Exactly. Gerald agreeing with me on a tech play? Somebody check the temperature.
Yeah, even a broken clock, Tom. All right, let's talk Indian IT. Now, there's value even I can love. Infosys, down 40% year-to-date, forward PE of 12.
That's deep value. Bloomberg notes seasonality and contrarian buying could lift it. But the question is whether we're early or just wrong.
The numbers are starting to work. The India ETF is only 11% off its high, so a tech rebound there would pull the whole index up.
To be fair, if US recession fears hit outsourcing demand, Indian IT gets caught in the crossfire. That's the risk.
Another India angle.
Zerodha's Nikhil Kamath is betting on energy transition stocks, reinforced by the U.S.-Iran war. War adds urgency to energy independence. It's a geopolitical hedge.
The solar ETF is up 18% year-to-date, still 19% below its high. The clean energy ETF is up 26%. Dual narrative, climate plus security, these look underowned.
War as a green catalyst, that's a new one. But I'll give you that, it's a clever spin.
Wait until you hear my quantum double play. But first, Bitcoin miners. JP Morgan warns the network is more sensitive to price swings as many miners operate near break-even.
Mara up 50% year-to-date, but 37% below its high. Riot up over 100%, only 6% off its high. Shorting into weakness could pay off if Bitcoin drops.
High beta to Bitcoin, crowded trades. In a risk-off tape, shorting them skews the reward favorably.
But if Bitcoin holds, short squeezes in these names are violent. Borrow costs are already brutal.
True, but crypto correlates to risk assets now. If equities keep dropping, miners dump with them.
Yeah, it's a correlated bet. All right, something solid. CHR, digging deeper into the U.S. construction boom, says FT Lex.
CRH is down 12% year-to-date with a forward PE of 16. The industrials ETF hit a fresh 52-week high, so CRH is a relative laggard with catch-up potential.
Multi-year CapEx cycle, infrastructure spending is real. Not flashy, but solid.
Exactly. Solid, like me.
I'll take the flashy quantum play any day.
You and your shiny objects, Tom.
Guilty! Now, the macro cascade. The Thai baht hit a one-year low on rate gap expectations with the U.S., a clean dollar strength play.
And the emerging markets ETF is near its 52-week high, but currency pressures could erode returns. Short EM as a hedge.
If the dollar keeps rising, EM currencies get smoked. Same trade as the gold short, but with higher beta.
It's all connected. Dollar, gold, EM, risk off. A macro cascade.
Connected.
Totally.
And then there's that bubble model. Researchers claim they cracked the code on predicting market bubbles, and it's flashing red on today's stock prices.
The model that predicted 9 of the last 5 recessions. It's a warning, not a timing tool, but it gives the bears a story.
Still, with the S&P 500 ETF only 2% off its high, any correction starts from elevated levels. The narrative supports the sell-off.
That's the risk. This sell-off could reverse and trap shorts, especially if bonds catch a flight to safety bid.
And on that note, billionaire Jeff Yass argues the public misreads federal debt. Net debt of $31.6 trillion is what matters, not the gross figure. That could ease bond crisis fears. The long-duration Treasury ETF is sitting at its 52-week low.
That's huge contrarian upside. A sentiment shift on debt sustainability could spark a massive short-covering rally in long bonds.
Bonds are deeply oversold. Long, long-duration Treasuries, long intermediates, downside appears limited. But if risk-off continues, the long dollar, short everything trade still works.
The cleanest expression of today's signals might be long volatility via VIX calls or a pair trade. Short the NASDAQ 100 ETF, long, long-duration treasuries. That protects against a snapback.
As always, none of this is investment advice. We're just talking through the signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
And we're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time. Until then, keep an eye on credit spreads. If HYG starts blowing out, it's a different ballgame.
See you then, buddies.